From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear deal, but declined to tell reporters in New York what that decision was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, or JCPOA, since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Vice President Mike Pence told the UN Security Council Iran remains a menace in the Middle East. Mr. Trump is obligated to inform Congress whether Iran is in compliance with the agreement. The next deadline is October 15th. At a UN General Assembly remarks, Iran's President Hassan Rouhani Wednesday suggested any country that tries to back out of the agreement would do nothing but embarrass itself. He said the JCPOA will remain as is or it will no longer exist. General John Hyten, the U.S. Strategic Command Director, said Wednesday Iran is operating under the nuclear agreement, but also is deploying and developing a series of ballistic missiles.
But at the same time, they're rapidly deploying and developing a whole series of ballistic missiles and testing ballistic missiles at all ranges that provide significant concerns to not just the United States, but our allies.
General Hyten speaking Wednesday at the Hudson Institute in Washington. Kenya's Supreme Court Wednesday criticized the country's election commission for failing to verify official results of last month's presidential election before declaring President Uhuru Kenyatta the winner, but the court did not find anyone on the commission guilty of any wrongdoing. A new election scheduled October 17th. This is VOA News. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Wednesday met with President Donald Trump and through an interpreter expressed confidence in a breakthrough in peace efforts with Israel.
And we are very certain that you, Mr. President, are determined to reach real peace in the Middle East. And this gives us the assurance and the confidence that we are on the verge of real peace between the Palestinians and the Israelis.
He said their meeting represents the seriousness of Mr. Trump to achieve the deal of the century in the Middle East in coming months. The two men met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly session in New York. Mr. Trump sounded equally upbeat.
I think we have a very, very good chance, and I certainly will devote everything within my heart and within my soul to get that deal made.
During his General Assembly address, however, Mr. Abbas denounced the apartheid regime imposed on Palestinians by Israelis and warned against abandoning the two-state solution. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels Wednesday said the campaign to liberate the northern Syrian city of Raqqa from Islamic State is in its final stage. The Syrian Democratic Forces claim that they have taken back 80% of the city, which has been under attack since June. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS militant resistance has virtually collapsed along the west bank of the Euphrates River near Raqqa. The UN Wednesday launched another effort to bring stability to Libya and end 6 years of turmoil created following the collapse of the longtime dictatorship of Muammar Gaddafi. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
It is my deep belief that there is an opportunity for a political solution in Libya.
Mr. Guterres was joined Wednesday by new UN envoy Ghassan Salamé, along with the French, British, and Egyptian leaders, as well as the head of the UN-backed Libya administration, Fayez al-Sarraj. The initiative will include creation of a roadmap that begins with amending the December 2015 agreement, setting up the interim government of national accord. Despite its existence in Tripoli, Libya remains divided. Another world leader in New York this week is Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani, who Tuesday called on Pakistan to work with Kabul to curb extremism. Speaking to the General Assembly Tuesday, Mr. Ghani said he welcomes the U.S. announcement of another 3,000 U.S. troops. Speaking Wednesday to the Asia Society, the Afghan leader said he believes President Trump's strategy to win the war will work with its regional approach to security, including a harder line with Pakistan. President Trump Wednesday told African leaders he'll send his U.N. envoy Nikki Haley to South Sudan and Democratic Republic of Congo. The president said Haley would discuss avenues of conflict and resolution, and more importantly, prevention. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.